Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net, get the entire program. We're going to be looking into the Word of God today in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 15. I want to share some things the Lord's laid on my heart, and then I want to go back into John chapter number 1 and share a few things there also today. Hopefully this will be a blessing and an encouragement to someone. John chapter 15, verse number 1 says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call ye not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. If ye have not chosen me, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another." Going back into St. John chapter 1 now, and verse number 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, Lord, we come once again this day asking you, Father, to touch us, Lord. Help us this day, Father, to preach your word. Father, I pray, God, to anoint us today. For without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I know that it would be impossible, Lord, to preach this infallible word of God. Asking you, Father, once again to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise would come to me in the flesh, but Father, that the mighty name of Jesus might be uplifted, praised, glorified for now and forevermore. Touch, Lord, move upon the hearts of those that's lost today, those, Lord, that feels rejected, those, Father, that are broken, Father, those, Lord, that feels, Lord, that they're not loved. I pray, God, to touch them and help them, Father, to understand there's a better way of life for those, Lord, that are in trouble. God, I pray, Father, to help us all to understand that we're loved and we're blessed and highly favored if we are the children of the Most High God. Asking you, Father, once again to use us, Lord. I pray, God, to deal with hearts that are here. Deal with those watching by television, Lord. Whatever area, I pray, God, to move upon them. Father, I pray, God, Lord, that you would minister and bless, Lord, in our lives. And Father, I praise you and I thank you, for it's in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we do humbly pray and ask these things this day, for it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The title of the message today is The True Vine. Here in John chapter 15, starting in verse 1, Jesus started out there by saying at the very beginning, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. The husbandman means the caretaker, or the farmer, or the gardener. So he's the one that takes care of the vineyard, but Jesus wanted to express very plainly that he was the true vine. Why did he say the true vine? Why didn't he just say, I am the vine? Because he wanted to specify that he was the one that would connect us to the Father. Jesus said in John chapter number 10, all that ever came before me was the same as thieves and robbers. There were many claiming to teach the way to get to God. Listen to me and I'll share with you how to get to the Father. But Jesus wanted us to know that he was the true vine. He is the way. But without him, it's impossible to get to the Father. Many today are living a life that's void and in vain. They're wasting their time. They're getting older, but they're not accomplishing anything. Their life and the time that they've got on this earth is slowly being melted away. Now, some of you that are young will probably be thinking in the back of your mind, in about 80 more years, I'll be thinking about this. But see, the sad thing about it is, if you get killed in a car wreck this afternoon, you won't make it 80 more years. Amen. If you die with an aneurysm, the next time you pick up a basketball and go across the court because of a heart valve that you didn't know that you had, amen, from birth, amen, it's too late. You won't be able to find the Lord in 80 more years. Jesus wants us to know that there is a way made, and he is that way. Amen. Going to church alone won't get us into the kingdom of God. Having friends that are Christians won't get us into the kingdom of God. Being a good person by itself won't get us into the kingdom of God. We were studying in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Sorry you missed it this morning. Amen. For Sunday school. Amen. Which is known as a love chapter. Amen. And Apostle Paul was teaching, though you can prophesy and though you can do all these great things, give your body to be burned and do all of those things, and you have not charity, you have not the love of God, he said that I am nothing. I'm become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Amen. There's a lot of people today that says that I'm a Christian because that I go to church. I'm telling you today that I'm a Christian because I've been blood bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm born again by the Spirit of the Lord. How do I get born again? Amen. Jesus said, amen, that you must be born again in John chapter number 3. So we know, amen, that we must be born of the water and of the Spirit. It's important to be baptized. Absolutely. But there's something more important than being baptized. That's to be spiritually born. How do we become spiritually born? That's by believing, amen, according, amen, to the Word of God, amen, in Romans chapter number 9, verse 10, amen, tells us, if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The next verse says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We must come to the Lord and confess to him, Lord, I know you are the Son of God. I know that you died on the cross. I know you resurrected 3 days later. I know today that I can make it to heaven through you. And I confess to you that I am a sinner. I was born with the seed of sin in my life. And Lord, I come boldly to the throne of grace, repenting of any and all things that I did that was wrong. And I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me. Lift those burdens. Take away those sins. Wash my heart. Clear my slate. And make me where I'm all right, Lord, so I'll know that I'm going to make it into heaven. And if we'll believe and confess those things to the Lord, amen, I want you to know, amen, the Lord supernaturally through his Spirit will lift those burdens. Because when we come and we are sincere and we confess that we are a sinner and believe in our heart that he is the true vine, and we call upon him, amen, the Bible says, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whew, that's enough to make you shout right there. Amen. Knowing that you'll never be turned away. Amen. Knowing that it don't matter what you know. It doesn't matter what side of the railroad track you was raised on. It don't matter what your parents' name is. It don't matter what kind of statue that you might be. Amen. In the public. It don't matter if you're the worst drug addict that there is in the area. Amen. The worst alcoholic. It doesn't matter if you're a person that slept with more people than anybody else. It don't matter. He'll forgive you of your sins. Amen. He'll put his loving arms around you. Amen. And lift you up out of the pit. Amen. That you're in. He'll lift you up out of the sorrow. Amen. That you're in and what you're living through in right now today. There's many today that have strung out on drugs. Amen. Because they're looking for something. Something's missing in their life. They know that they're not happy. They know that there's things, amen, that's not right. They feel rejected. They feel like they've been pushed back and pushed away from society, and they're looking for something to get them voices out of their head, amen, that's driving them nuts, and to get rid of that burden that they're carrying, that they feel broken and down. They want to be a part of something. They want to be recognized that they have a right to live and something to live for. It's just they're trying to find it in drugs. They're trying to find it in alcohol. Amen. They're bruising their arms up with needle marks. Amen. They're scarring up their reputation in society. Amen. When Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I'll give you rest. Listen, he might not, amen, fix the situation, everything overnight, but he'll get it there for you. Amen. He'll change your life. He'll get you to the place to where you can deal with it. Amen. You may feel like that you're lower than a snake's belly, but if you'll go to the altar and cry out to the Lord and believe, amen, you'll feel good when you leave this place. And you'll know that you're names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You'll know that the Lord, amen, has took time, amen, to hear your prayer. Well, Brother Jimmy, I don't know if God will hear my prayer or not. He's heard every prayer that's ever been prayed by anybody that's ever believed. Well, Brother Jimmy, I'm too small. It don't matter how small you are. It don't matter how educated or how illiterate you are. That has nothing to do with it. And it doesn't matter what kind of mistakes you've made, how bad your life has been. It don't matter how big a wreck you're in. Amen. I want you to know that Jesus specializes with helping the underdog. He specializes in helping, amen, those that are rejected. Amen. I said this years ago, and I'll say it again. Jesus Christ, the best dumpster diver that he is in the country. Hallelujah. I'm glad he jumped in the dumpster one day, amen, and salvaged me, amen, and set me free, amen. One day my life was a wreck, and I was in a dumpster of sin, amen, to be thrown away by the world, to be thrown away by the devil, and to be give up on myself, amen. I'd help put myself in that dumpster, spiritually speaking, but I cried out to the Lord, and here he came, and he pulled me out. Amen. He salvaged my soul. Amen. He saved me by his amazing grace and his wonderful love. He extended mercy. Amen. Way further than what I thought he would ever extend that mercy. Thank God his hand reached down further than I could reach up. Amen. And he swooped down and he pulled me out of the dumpster. He swooped down with that big arm of love and pulled me out of the mess I was in. Hey, listen, he gave me a good home. Amen. He gave me a good marriage. Hey, he gave me a good life. Amen. He gave me everything I've ever had to have. Amen. All I needed to do was to work. Amen. Live for the Lord and go to church. And God pulled down every stronghold. He gave me strength to overcome every devil that's ever come against me. Amen. The greatest devil that I ever faced is a devil of loneliness, but God's given me grace to get through that. And I'm telling you, I'm going to march out of the hole. I'm telling you, I'm going to get through this thing. I'm telling you, I've got a home, amen, over on the other side. I'm telling you today that I'm not a loser, but I'm a winner. I'm telling you today, I'm not a piece of junk. Jesus washed me, amen, clean and set me free, amen, to make something out of me. And I am who I am today, amen, because I got connected to the true vine. Jesus said, I am the true vine. Oh, listen, there's many says, I'll show you how to get there. I'll show you the way. I can tell you the way. But let me tell you, Jesus come to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He didn't come, amen, to point you in the right direction. He came because he is the direction. He is the door. He is the way, amen, to make it into the kingdom of God. Amen. We must live for him. Listen, there's many today. They've tried all kinds of programs. They've tried Alcoholic Anonymous. They've tried Life Skills. And I don't want to get no letters. I'm not putting none of that down. Everything's got its place. And God can use anything, amen, to help people. But you can go to Life Skills. You can go to AA. Amen. All you want to. But unless you've got God to help you, your chances are pretty slim. Amen. Of getting through that by itself. Amen. I don't need more drugs. I just need more hugs. Amen. Hugs by the Holy Spirit. Amen. To hug me up. Amen. To caress my soul. And to let me know that I am something to him. It don't matter what your neighbors thinks about you. It don't matter your opinion of yourself. Or, Brother Jimmy, I'm just so ugly and so down. You're not ugly. Amen. Don't you mock God. He made you the way that you are. Well, Brother Jimmy, there's some that's pitiful looking. They're pitiful looking to you. But to God, he decided I need a different variety. and I'm going to carve something out a little bit different. And what the people might say is not pretty, I think it's beautiful. Amen. Jesus was tells in the scripture, amen, that he was just a common, like man, look at man, not anything great to look upon. He wasn't a handsome hunk. Is that what they called it? He wasn't one that was beautiful by the facial appearance. Why did he come that way? He could have been the most gorgeous man on the planet. He didn't come to win a beauty contest. He came to save the broken. He come so that those that feels like they're ugly can know that there's somebody that relate to them that knows how they feel. Amen. That's not above them. Jesus came by calling us his friends, not his servants. I'm thankful to be a servant of the Lord, but I'm thankful I got a big brother sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. Amen. Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, he said, I'm praying for you. And when you're converted, strengthen the brethren. I'm thankful today that I've got Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father. And when I mess up, Jesus says, Father, look over him. He's got a few little knots that needs to be sanded down, but he's going to be okay. I'm working on him. Amen. He says, Father, he's weak in an area too. Give him a little more time and let me deal with him. It's going to be okay. Father, if you don't care, just let me dig around him and let me dung around the fig tree of his soul and I'll change him. Give me a few more months. I'm working on him. I'm thankful today he's working on you too. You may not realize he's working on you, but he's working on you. Amen. To get some of you to come to church this morning. He was working on you. Had to work pretty hard to get you here. Praise the Lord. Boy, I could preach for a quarter this morning. Amen. I'm teasing. It's free. Amen. Listen, I'm thankful. Amen. For the anointing that comes from heaven. I'm thankful to know, amen, that the invisible God, amen, can show up with the invisible nectar, amen, from heaven. Amen. That is sweet and is precious. And it can take a hungry soul, amen, and feed us. Amen. It can make a puppy dog outrun a freight train. The power of God. There's nothing that God cannot do. There's nothing impossible with God. Amen. You might think, Brother Jimmy, I'm a wreck. Amen. You are a perfect candidate, amen, for the Lord to work on. He looks for the most broken person, amen, so he can show his love and his mercy. He looks to the person that's got the worst opinion of themselves, amen, so that he can make them understand, I came in a lowly birth to this earth. I came in the form of just a common looking man, nothing spectacular to look at, so that those that maybe don't look as pretty to the public might feel like that they can relate to me, because I want them to know I come as their friend. Amen. One day he's coming back, amen, as the King of glory. He's going to come, amen, riding a white horse, amen, and the air is going to be full of angels, amen, that's going to be behind him, amen, and he's bringing refuge and peace for all of those, amen, that's held on, amen, through the storms of life that you go through, through the hard times, amen, that you have to face, and you continue on for the Lord. I want to encourage those that's going through a hard time. Amen. I've had one thing right after another, but God's got me through every one of them. Amen. It's not about being good looking. It's not about being rich. It's not even about being perfect. It's about knowing that you need a Savior and calling upon him when you need him. That's what it's about. Amen. It's about loving others and helping others. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. It's about loving Jesus. Amen. More than anything else. Amen. When I leave this world, I don't want them to look at me because I'm on television in several states across America, in 184 countries preaching the word. I don't want them to remember me by that. I just want them to remember me that I fell in love with Jesus in 1982, and I made it through every struggle, and he changed my life, and he made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful amen, for what God's done in my life. I'm the most blessed man on the planet. Amen. He's pulled me out of one hole, amen, right after another. One failure right after another. Amen. One demonic spirit attacking me right after another. One enemy rising up right after another. And he's fought every battle. He's overcame everything for me. Praise his name. Listen, he's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus said, I am the true vine, the real vine, the only one that can connect you to the Father. There's nobody else. Religion's not going to connect you with the Father. It'll sever you, if anything. Oh, but Jesus... He is the true vine. You fall in love with Jesus, and I'll tell you what, he'll take you somewhere. You fall in love with Jesus, and he'll change your life. You fall in love with Jesus, and he'll give you something good that'll last for a long time. Amen. My granddaughter's here this morning, and today's her 16th birthday. I've got a little birthday present to give her, and my wife laying down here in the cemetery wanted me to give her something today. She's going to get something from Jenny. We went and fixed something. Spent a pretty good bunch of money on it. She said, I want you to give it to Hannah. I won't be here. I want you to give it to her on her 16th birthday. I said, if I'm living, I'll give it to her. I've got it. Got it locked up out in the car. I'm going to give it to her after a while. So she's going to get a present from me. And she's going to get one from Jenny. Hey, you better listen. Our prayers are answered even beyond the grave. I'm thankful that there's a God that loves us. I'm thankful that there's a God that cares. I'm thankful that we love, amen, will conquer a multitude of sins, the word says. Amen. Love is the greatest power and the greatest force that there is on earth. Amen. When I buried that little woman out there, I didn't bury her love. It continues on, and it'll always be with me. Amen. I'm thankful for those that's done went on. Amen. Who died in Christ. Amen, because they were connected to the true vine. Amen, and that vine, amen, will not only flow in our lives here, amen, but it'll flow after that we're gone, in the memories, in the legacy that we leave behind. Amen. The greatest thing that you'll ever do on this planet is to love somebody else. The greatest thing that you'll ever receive on this planet is the love of Jesus.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.